This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for General Elections 2024 tomorrow. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for Assembly polls to be held in some states. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on the 16th of June this year. In 2019, the Lok Sabha elections were held in 7 phases during April and May. It is expected that this time as well, polling will be conducted in several phases in April and May. The newly appointed election commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu assumed charge of the office today. The Election Commission of India, ECI, in a statement said that Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar emphasized the significance of the joining at this historic point when the team ECI is all set to conduct the Lok Sabha election 2024 in the world's largest democracy. Mr. Kumar and Mr. Sandhu were appointed election commissioners by the selection panel chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive public meeting at Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu as part of the party's poll campaign for the Lok Sabha elections. The meeting was organized by the state BJP unit. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said, to improve connectivity in the state, BJP-led central government is building a network of railways and highways. He said in the last 10 years, several infrastructure projects worth crores of rupees have been implemented in the state. Mr. Modi said, while the BJP believes in developing the nation, the opposition dwells on divisive politics and corruption. The Prime Minister said his government was instrumental in the release of Indian fishermen from Sri Lankan prison. The External Affairs Ministry has said today that the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 CAA is an internal matter of India and is in keeping with India's inclusive traditions and long-standing commitment to human rights. Addressing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the Act grants a safe haven to persecuted minorities belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi and Christian communities from Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh who have entered India on or before 31st December 2014. He stressed the CAA is about giving citizenship and not about taking away citizenship. The centre has reduced the petrol and diesel prices by 2 rupees per litre across the country. New prices have come into effect. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas in a social media post said the reduction in petrol and diesel prices will boost consumer spending and reduce the operating costs for over 58 lakh heavy goods vehicles running on diesel, 6 crore cars and 27 crore two-wheelers. With this, the petrol prices in Delhi are now be 94 rupees and 72 paise per litre in Mumbai, 104 rupees 21 paise in Kolkata, 103 rupees and 94 paise, while in Chennai the new prices of petrol will be 100 rupees and 75 paise. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman stressed the need for greater coordination between centre, states and local bodies for reforms across sectors to reach grassroots level. Speaking at a conclave of a private news channel today, Ms. Sitharaman further added that empowering people by giving them basic facilities will automatically enable recognition of rights. The UK government has issued a new definition of extremism under which certain groups will be blocked from government funding and meeting officials. The new definition of extremism is more precise and aims to counter radical ideology. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen will face Lee Ji Jia of Malaysia in the quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham tonight. Commonwealth Games gold medalist Sen has stormed into the round of 8, defeating Denmark's Anders Antonsen in the pre-quarterfinals in a hard-fought match. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Mumbai Indians in the eliminator match at Delhi at 7:30 this evening. The winning team of today's match will face Delhi Capitals in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.